readings from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, titled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. And today's verse is verse 20. So before getting into the verse, let us chant the invocation prayers. Nigamakalpataror galitam phalam. You can repeat. Nigamakalpataror galitam phalam. Sukamukat amrita dravasamyutam. Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam. Muhuraho rasika bhuibhavakaha. Narayanam namaskrityam. Naram chaiva narottamam. Devim sarasvatim vyasam. Tato jayam udhiraye. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavatyuttama shloke. Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Evam aishvaryamattasya. Driptasyochastravartinah Kalo Mahan Vetiyaya. Kalo Mahan Vetiyaya. Brahmashapam Upeyushuhu. Brahma sapam upeyushah. Evam aishvaryamattasya. Driptasyochastravartinah. Kalo mahan vetiyaya. Brahma sapam upeyushah. Evam aishvaryamattasya. Driptasyochastravattinah. Kalo mahan vitiyaya. Brahma shapam upeyushah. Evam aishvaryamattasya. Kalo mahan vitiyaya. Brahma shapam upeshah. Evam aishvaryamattasya. Driptasyochastravattinah. Kalo mahan vitiyaya. Brahma shapam upeshah. Matajis. Eva Maishwarya Matasya. Driptasyo Chastavartinaha. Kalo Mahan Vitiyaya. Brahma Shapam Upeyushaha. Eva Maishwarya Matasya. Driptasyo chastavartinah. Kalo mahan vitiyaya. Brahma shapam upeshah. Evam thus aishvaryamattasya, of one who was intoxicated by opulences. Dhritasya, greatly proud. Utshastravartinaha, transgressing the regulative principles mentioned in the Shastras. Kalaha, duration of time. Mahan, a great. Vetiyaya, past. Brahmashapam, a curse by exalted Brahmanas. Upeshaha, having obtained. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhaycharanananda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Hiranyakashipu, please repeat, Hiranyakashipu, thus passed a long time, being very much proud of his opulences and transgressing the laws and regulations mentioned in the authoritative Shastras. He was therefore subjected to a curse by the four Kumaras, who were the great Brahmanas. There have been many instances in which demons, after achieving material opulences, have become extremely proud, so much so that they have transgressed the laws and regulations given by the authoritative Shastras. Hiranyakashipu acted in this way. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 16.23, Yashastra Vittim Ustrijya Vartate Kamakarataha Nasa Siddhim Avapnoti Nasukam Naparamgatim. One who discards the scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. The word Shastra refers to that which controls our activities. We cannot violate or transgress the laws and regulative principles mentioned in the Shastras. Bhagavad Gita repeatedly confirms this. Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vivastitau Jnatva Shastra Vidonottam Karma Kartum Iharhasi. One should understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should so act that he may gradually be elevated. Bhagavad Gita 16.4. One should act according to the directions of the Shastra, but the material energy is so powerful that as soon as one becomes materially opulent, he begins to transgress the Shastric laws. As soon as one transgresses the laws of Shastra, he immediately enters upon the path of destruction. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namavam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravane Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaitya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare ఉమా విష్ణునాయ కృష్ణకృష్ణాయ ముద్దులు శ్రీమతి జపతాక స్వామి నిత్యనామే నమః ఆచార్య పదాయని తగ్గు అపదాయని గౌరగతామదాయని గరగ్రామతారిని ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగం నందాయ తీగ్రంది ప్రపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్యేశ్వరం కథాంచన స్మృతేస్మిన్ దుష్కరం సుకరం భవేత్ విస్మృతే ప్రీతం స్యాత్ శ్రీ చైతన్య నమామితం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐఎమ్ హ్యాపీ టు బి హియర్ దిస్ అసెంబ్లీ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ వైష్ణవస్ అండ్ వైష్ణవీస్ to discuss some topics on Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially this chapter, which is very dear, the whole pastime, not this particular chapter, the whole pastime was very dear to Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu always took great pleasure in listening to the pastimes of these two young boys. One is Prahlad and the other one is Dhruva. So it's a great good fortune that we are residing in this dham of Mahaprabhu, and we are discussing these pastimes which are actually very dear to him. So by discussing these pastimes we also get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, because these pastimes are so dear to him. And especially now in this chapter, which is titled that Hiranyakashipu terrorizes the universe, so we can see that terrorist activity is not new. It is not only in Kali Yuga. So terrorist existed from time immemorial. Hiranyakashipu was the first terrorist. And he terrorizes the entire universe. Today's terrorists, they don't have that kind of reach. They can only terrorize a limited place. But we see that the terrorists of previous eons, they had the capacity to terrorize a whole universe. So good and bad always exist in this material world. This is not new. It is always there. So there is nothing surprising in the existence of good and bad. One should not be surprised that why bad exists. So if we carefully study the Shastra, we always see that duality in the material world exists side by side. So then what is the solution for this duality? This is nicely explained in this purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada quotes very appropriately from the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is titled as Divine and Demoniac Nature. And if you are going to talk about the greatest of demons, Hiranyakashipu, then it is quite appropriate that some analysis is done of that chapter, 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the divine and the demoniac nature. So what is divine nature and what is demoniac nature? And how these two natures actually act, how these two natures manifest in this material world, and how to counteract this nature. This is most important for us as devotees, because we see that these natures exist. Terrorists exist. They existed in the past, they existed in the present, and for sure that they will exist in the future. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that we all existed in the past, we all exist in the present, we'll all exist in future. Of course, he talks about the soul. But it is also true about the dualities of nature. They will all exist. So for us as devotees, the focus is not that they exist. Of course, we have to be aware that they exist. But we have to be more aware how to counteract. This is very important. And that is given in this purport by Srila Prabhupada. He gives two nice verses from the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And they are one verse after other, 23 and 24. So the first verse explains that why they exist, why terrorists exist, why Hiranyakashipu came into existence, why does people like gold and soft bed, Hiranyakashipu, gold and soft bed. What is there in these two things which is so attractive that one takes all the trouble to go through severe austerity? Previously we studied about Hiranyakashipu's austerity. severe austerity, all for some gold and some soft bed. So much severe austerity. And we think, oh, Hiranyakashipu, useless fellow, he did that. But 99.99% of the world is doing this for some gold and for some soft bed. Everybody is running, working 14 hours, 15 hours in factories, in businesses, in different things. Why? For little gold and for some soft bed. Of course, when there is gold, then we can attract the opposite sex. Nowadays, very difficult, even same sex, very confusing. So, and then there's soft bed, so that one can sleep. So, these two items, they actually clearly represent two modes of material nature. Gold represents Rajoguna, and a soft bed represents Tamoguna. So the combination of Rajoguna and Tamoguna can make fantastic things happen. For example, the combination of Rajoguna and Tamoguna has made the whole 14 planetary systems happen. Of course, there is also Sattvaguna. But this is mainly the combination of Rajoguna and Tamoguna. If one studies creation, then we can see the entire creation is just an interaction of false ego with the three modes. And false ego comes from Tamoguna. So the whole creation is actually spread out like a grand buffet in front of us by these two modes, Rajoguna and Tamoguna. And then we all become very happy, because there is a buffet spread in front of us. Or at least that is what we are trained to think, that we all become very happy. Trained to think that we all become very happy. Because from the beginning in this material world, we are being told, do this, you will be happy. Okay? But we are only doing, but we are not happy. When we are a small child, when I was a small child, my father and mother told me, study nicely, you will be happy. And we tell our children also, study nicely, you will be happy. I studied nicely, thinking that I can be happy. Then they told me, no, you have to go to job and then you can be happy. You go to job, then someone else says, no, you have to have a house and then you'll be happy. Then, of course, get married, you'll be happy. Then have children, you'll be happy. And then when the children grow up, you will be happy. That's true. So like this, we are continuously made to believe by this combination of Rajoguna and Tamoguna that we can be happy. But the reality is, neither my father was happy, nor my grandfather was happy, nor his grandfather was happy. This reality, we see this reality, is not only in India. In America, they are not happy. In West, they are not happy. In East, they are not happy. In North, they are not happy. In South, they are not happy. But Hiranyakashipu had this idea that I can be happy by terrorizing this universe. And we all have our small universes, and we all have this idea, I can be happy by terrorizing this universe. So, what is the way to counteract? Why this happens? This happens because of two things. One is Shastra Vidyam Utsrujya. This is the first thing. We first take Shastra, make a nice bundle out of it, and then throw it out of the window. This is called Shastra Vidyam Utsrujya. Next, what do we do? Now we have to act, because Shastra tells us how to act. We have already thrown Shastra out of the window. It has gone out of the window. Now we have to act. So we have. How do we act now? Then we have another authority which tells us how to act. What is the authority? Vartate kama karanat. Not the mind, the false ego. Mind is a function of false ego. The problem lies with the false ego. A false ego tells you that this is how you have to act. And the mind is playing the second fiddle for it. Of course, the loudest fiddle is the fiddle of the mind. So we always think mind is doing everything. It's not wrong. But the basis of mind's action is false ego. Vartate kama karana. Kunti Maharani says, Bhave asmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bihi shravana smaranarhani karishyan nitikeshana. In very simple words, he explains the whole universe. He says, klishyamananam avidya kama karma bihi. He says, klishyamananam. Klishyamananam means those who are suffering very badly. That's all of us. Why we are suffering? He says, kama karma bihi. Because we have some desire, we do something which actually, we do activities to satisfy that desire. And where did the desire come from? Avidya kama karma bihi. It comes from ignorance. Because we act to satisfy desires, because those desires come from ignorance, we get into trouble. Even though we seem to have knowledge. This is the beauty of the whole thing. Let's take Hiranyakashipu's case. Two chapters before, Hiranyakashipu was telling everybody the story of Suyajna. And he was preaching this concept, you're not this body, you're a spirit soul. Why are you worried about this body going away? See, hear Suyajna's story. Yamaraj came and instructed the relatives of Suyajna not to lament. And then everybody says, oh, yeah, and goes away. And then what Hiranyakashipu does? He goes and does austerity. Very heavy austerity. Following strictly rules and regulations. So much so that Brahma is forced to come in front of him and give him all sorts of benedictions. And after getting all the benedictions, what he does? He becomes a terrorist. He joins ISIS. Or he creates ISIS. Whatever, you know. Hiranyakashipu, HSHS. Hiranyakashipu's territory. Whatever. He becomes a great terrorist. That's why in the beginning of sixth chapter, is very clearly said that Parikshit Maharaj is asking, what is the solution for getting rid of this offensive and sinful mentality? And then Sukadeva Goswami says that you do so many things. You follow tapasa, brahmacharyena, samena cha, damena cha, yamena, niyamena, tyagena, satya, sauchabhyam, yamena, niyamena, do all these things. And then Parikshit Maharaj says, no, doesn't work. You do tapasya, it doesn't work. You follow strict brahmacharya, it doesn't work. Nothing works against this influence of rajoguna and tamoguna. You do sacrifice, doesn't work. You be very clean, try to be very truthful, doesn't work. So what works? What works is Krishna consciousness. How to counteract this whole program of Hiranyakashipu, terrorist outfit? How not to join this? Simply Krishna consciousness works. Otherwise, we get recruited automatically by Hiranyakashipu. It's not that we have to join some terrorist outfit. Our default setting is we are all terrorist. This is our default setting. Anybody born in this material world, the default setting of that person is a terrorist. I am making a sweeping statement. Why? Because everybody has to wake up. So I am making this sweeping statement. Why everybody is terrorist? Because everybody belongs to this Hiranyakashipu gang. Everybody wants gold. Everybody wants soft bed. That means everybody is a terrorist. Okay. So what works against this terrorism? What is our counter-terrorism measure? Is Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So it can solve the terrorism problem in Hiranyakashipu's time. It can solve the terrorism problem in our time. Because if Prahlad Maharaj solved Hiranyakashipu's terrorist attack simply by Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, the nine process of devotional service, the greatest terrorist who actually terrorized all the 14 planetary systems, he could be counteracted by devotional service, then what about this teeny-weeny terrorist of today's world? They can also be counteracted by the Sankirtana movement. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. But, there is one small but. What is that but? That but is that what we should do, how we should practice devotional service. Because Krishna is very expert in putting some very small print. In contracts, we call it a small print. You have to read between the lines. When Krishna says something, you have to read between the lines and see what he is saying. To understand properly. And that reading between the lines, Krishna gives this counter, that small clause in the next verse. Says, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vyavasthitau Jnatva Shastra Vidonoktam Karma Kartum Viharhasi. So, as we chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we cannot do it as Kamakarataha, which means that we cannot chant Hare Krishna as we wish. We cannot chant Hare Krishna as we want to be. We have to chant Hare Krishna as Prabhupada taught us. And it is worth examining the purport of 16.24 to understand that what Prabhupada wanted from us. What Prabhupada wanted from us is worth doing some small examination. In 5 minutes, we'll complete that examination. So that we know clearly that yes, we have to chant Hare Krishna, but how we have to chant Hare Krishna. And if we don't do that, then what will be the result? In one paragraph, Prabhupada explains everything. I'm going to read that purport. In human society, aversion to the principles of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all fall downs. How do we fall down? We have aversion to the principles of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our guaranteed method to fall down. If anyone wants to fall down, one has to do this. One has to develop aversion to understanding the principles of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what are the principles of Supreme Personality of Godhead is explained here. Okay. Therefore, Maya, the material energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always giving us trouble in the shape of threefold material miseries. When we fall down, everyone promises in the material world, you fall down, you can be happy. But Bhagavatam tells you, you fall down, you will get threefold material miseries. This material energy is constituted of three modes of material nature. One, now comes what one has to do, how one has to practice devotional service, how one has to practice Krishna consciousness. So please listen carefully, fasten your seat belts, we are going to fly, okay. One has to raise himself. What one has to do? One has to raise himself. At least to the mode of goodness. Not maximum. Not ultimately to the mode of goodness. At least to the mode of goodness. This is the first thing one has to do to chant Hare Krishna properly. One has to raise himself at least to the mode of goodness. Okay? Before the path to understanding the Supreme Lord can be opened. Please understand this sentence properly. One has to raise himself at least to the mode of goodness before the path to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is opened. So if one does not come to mode of goodness, the path to understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains closed. So at least one has to raise oneself to the mode of goodness. Without raising oneself to the standard of mode of goodness, one remains in ignorance and passion, which are the cause of demoniac life. As long as we are placing ourselves in modes of passion and ignorance, we are in Hiranyakashipu's terrorist outfit. We should remember this clearly. It is not that coming to mode of goodness is some option. It's an obligation in spiritual life. And it is not the highest obligation. It is a minimum obligation in spiritual life. Those in mode of passion and ignorance deride the scriptures, deride the holy man, deride the proper understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we remain in mode of passion and ignorance and try to chant Hare Krishna, this is the three things we will surely do. We will deride the scriptures. We will say, I know how to chant Hare Krishna. Nobody need to tell me how to do it. We will deride the holy man. We will find fault with each and every sadhu on earth under sun. And we will try to deride all of them. Okay? And ultimately, we will deride the proper understanding of Supreme Personality of Godhead also. We will think that Krishna is our order supplier. And if he doesn't supply orders, then we will find fault with Krishna. Oh Krishna, I am chanting Hare Krishna. I am chanting 16 rounds daily. I am such a great devotee. Why are you troubling me? Don't you know that you are not supposed to trouble me? Probably you got a wrong address. Instead of troubling somebody else, you are troubling me. So get your address right. Check your database. Maybe it has virus. All these things we will go and tell Krishna. Then what happens? If we practice Krishna consciousness in mode of passion and ignorance, what happens next? They disobey the instruction of the spiritual master. We will start thinking that our guru knows less. We know better. This is the effect of practicing Krishna consciousness in mode of passion and ignorance. And do not care for the regulation of the scriptures. Scripture says something, Prabhupada says something, we'll say this is not practical. Be practical, Prabhu. Prabhupada said something, but now, in today's context, you have to be very practical. Some things you cannot apply. They are just because Prabhupada said they are there. But these things cannot be applied. We cannot have self-sufficiency. This is not practical. We cannot have an agrarian economy. This is not practical. Be practical. It doesn't apply in these circumstances. We cannot implement Varnashrama. Be practical. So we will get this syndrome called as be practical syndrome. Why? Because We are practicing Hare Krishna, we are chanting Hare Krishna in mode of passion and ignorance. It's very, very be practical syndrome. The be practical syndrome has one more side effect. That side effect is called as time, place, circumstance syndrome. So be practical syndrome will develop time, place, circumstance syndrome. We will quote time, place, circumstance for disobeying Shastra. We will quote time, place, circumstance for disobeying the spiritual master. We will quote time, place, circumstance for becoming a terrorist in Hiranyakashipu's outfit. Okay, then what happens? In spite of hearing the glories of devotional service, we will not get attracted. This is next thing. They manufacture their own ways of elevation. These are some defects of the human society which leads to demoniac status of life. If, however, one is able to be guided by a proper bona fide spiritual master who can lead one to the path of elevation to the higher stage, one's life can become successful. So the point is that one has an obligation to rise to mode of goodness. This is our counter-terrorism measure. As we chant Hare Krishna, we should remember very clearly our counter-terrorism measure is that we are obligated to raise ourselves to mode of goodness. Please don't misunderstand me. Anybody and everybody can chant Hare Krishna. There is no qualification to start spiritual life. Even the greatest of sinners can start spiritual life. There is no bar. Everyone is admitted. Dina hina jata chilo, Hari name uddharilo. But the second part is equally important, which is Hari name uddharilo. We can be dina or hina. We can be powerless or we can be terrorist group of Hiranyakashipu. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We can chant Hare Krishna. But we should save ourselves by chanting Hare Krishna. And the method to save ourselves by chanting Hare Krishna is to at least to raise ourselves to mode of goodness. It's an obligation. Because when we come to mode of goodness, we can start, we'll get some cool mind. Our head will cool down. Our brain substance will open. Then we can start thinking that how to follow Prabhupada, rather than getting the be practical syndrome. And when we start thinking how to follow Prabhupada, then our spiritual life is made. Because simply by pleasing the acharyas, by pleasing our spiritual master, by pleasing Srila Prabhupada, we can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, blissfully, and go back home, back to Godhead. I'll stop here, see if there are some comments, questions. Yes, Mati. I'll take mic. I cannot hear you.
From the very beginning, from the many years before when I got my initiation, my first initiation, I was chanting my rounds nicely. No? But after second initiation, my life changed because I was doing pujari. No?
Because?
I was doing pujari service, diti service.
You were doing diti service?
Yes.
So your chanting became?
Yes.
Okay.
Changed. So what to do?
Chant nicely? You're serving the deities, so tell the deities to help you to chant nicely.
But it's not the right time because I chant it later, not like before.
Nam nama kari bhuda nija sarva saktis tatra pita niyamita smarane nakalaha yeta drishi tavakrupa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisam ikhajani nanuragaha. Every time in this 24 hours we have is the right time to chant Hare Krishna. Okay. So there is nothing like right time or wrong time. Of course, it is recommended to chant early. But if you have some service, which is stopping you from chanting early, again, that is not a disqualification to chant nicely. So these are all sometimes we get attached to these things, that unless I chant early in the morning, I cannot chant nice rounds. Of course, chanting early in the morning, you can chant nice rounds. There's no doubt about it. And that's a very good system. But that is not the be-all and end-all of chanting. Mahaprabhu said that there is no bar, there is no time bar for chanting. So if our service is in such a way that we are not able to do that, then the mind doesn't cloud us, because sometimes this is mind, you know, we are so conditioned that we start thinking that unless I chant early in the morning, I cannot chant. Unless I take bath and chant, I cannot chant. So I will give up chanting because I cannot take bath. Sometimes people think like that. Okay, because I have not taken bath, I cannot chant. No, nothing like that. These things are called as karma avritam. That these are some coverings of karma and pure devotional service. We think that these are so important that if they don't... No, our primary duty is to chant. Of course, to chant in mode of goodness. That's what we are trying to discuss in this class. But our primary duty is to chant. And chanting can be done at any time. Consciousness is not a function of environment so much. But environment is the function of a consciousness. So this difference we need to understand. That if we have proper consciousness, we can manifest in environment around us. But when we don't have the proper consciousness, then the environment comes and influences the consciousness. That's the reason why it is so important to raise to mode of goodness. Because when we raise to mode of goodness, then we can actually have a certain consciousness which makes the environment peaceful, irrespective of what is happening around us. Then we can balance our chanting at any point of any day, at any time of the day. Because services are important and that should be also taken care and it should be taken into account. The best way is to pray to the deities. You are serving the deities, you are doing deity service. So pray to the deities, they can adjust everything. Yeah. Yes, please. Mike.
You read that nice purport of Srila Prabhupada, and you're emphasizing where he says that the devotee has to at least raise himself to the mode of goodness. So my question is that done separately, or is it done in conjunction with the standard activities of devotional service? In other words...
Understood. Is there a separate endeavor to raise to mode of goodness?
Yeah.
Or the activities of devotional service itself raises one to mode of goodness?
Yeah, that's my question.
That's your question. Okay, the answer is both. It's both is true. Okay. Because our society is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Which means that every activity we do there should be a conscious effort. While we chant Hare Krishna, there should be a conscious effort to chant Hare Krishna. So the conscious effort is to actually follow the instructions of the spiritual master. So while we have a conscious effort to do things, which is one part which is saying that should we endeavor separately for raising to mode of goodness, that conscious effort is required, because sometimes we do act in mode of passion and sometimes we do act in mode of ignorance. And then consciously we have to identify these pockets where we act in inappropriately. And then we should take some proper measures to counteract them, in sense like chant more or try to read the instructions of our spiritual master or our Prabhupada books, read, go to the specific sections and read. For example, when I get overwhelmed by mode of passion, I always go back to third chapter Bhagavad Gita and read the last section where Krishna deals with mode of passion and how to overcome that. Remember those verses, like sometimes we are in trouble, then we remember verses which actually help us to come out of trouble. So these are conscious activities. But then along with that, there is nothing automatic in Krishna consciousness. There's nothing automatic in Krishna consciousness. Along with that, Krishna as a person, he does his bit. which is what we tend to feel is automatic. Shunvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha. Then what happens? Hridayantastuhi Abhadrani Vidunoti. So we tend to think that we hear Krishna's message, we chant Krishna's name, then whatever is inauspicious in the heart, it automatically goes away. No, it doesn't go away automatically. Vidunoti, who does this Vidunoti? Who is cleaning? Sugrut Satam. Krishna cleans. So nothing is automatic in Krishna consciousness. There are activities which Krishna does, there are activities which we do. Krishna does his activities consciously in full consciousness. We do our activities consciously in full consciousness. And when there is synergy between these two consciousness, then things manifest. So everything in Krishna consciousness is consciously done. Everything has its effort. There is some effort from our side and there is something which Krishna does. And what Krishna does is his mercy. And we simply wait for it. Because Krishna is being supremely independent, he does what he does, when he does, and how he does, he chooses these things. We don't have any power to influence him. We can only wait. And we can wait with great hope that Krishna will do it. And we have always seen in our own lives that Krishna has done it. So this is how, this is my understanding, that there is conscious effort from our conscious endeavor from both sides. Krishna does something and we do something. Both of us do it consciously, and when there is synergy, then beauty manifests and then happiness manifests. It's okay. We have 3 minutes for darshan. Okay, I'll take one question. Mike. Switch on.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
You spoke about the be practical syndrome, and also there is another extreme, which is the fanatical approach to spiritual life. So what are the self-assessment measures, you know, how you can decide that I'm not just being in the be practical syndrome or I'm not being fanatical, how to balance?
The best self-assessment method in Krishna consciousness is to make yourself assessed by somebody else. Be open to senior devotees. Our process is Guhyam Akyati Prachati. That our process is this, that we open our heart and ask senior devotees how to practice Krishna consciousness. They open their heart and then they give us instructions how to practice Krishna consciousness. So this is spiritual life, that ask questions, get answers, move on, ask questions, get answers, move on. Of course, I'm not denying the need for self-analysis, but the self-analysis should be properly and solidly supported by the analysis of the senior devotees. So it is very important that everyone actually is an open book, at least to some people in Krishna consciousness whom they can fully trust. We should not get into one more syndrome. It's called alone at the top syndrome. That you are so great that you don't find anyone who can advise you. That's another danger in Krishna consciousness. And when that happens, then there is chance of fall down. So every devotee in Krishna consciousness should be an open book to at least some other senior devotee, at least one or two senior devotees. And every action of us, every important actions, decisions, analysis, everything should be vetted by them. So that's the reason why it's so important to be in association. If we actually see Bhagavatam, great devotees, they actually pray that Lord is in front of them. And then they pray to the Lord, oh Lord, let me be with you. No. When the Lord is in front of them, they pray, oh Lord, let me be in the association of your devotees. Because they know that if we try to be with Lord, sometimes Lord will escape. But if we are in the association of devotees, we will never miss Krishna. That is the beauty of association. Association means that we take association. We take association of senior devotees, we be open to them, we discuss everything with them, and then we take their guidance and move forward. Make sense? Thank you. Stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.